Welcome to the Kinky Pineapple Podcast with your hosts,
Mr. Swinger
and the Swinger's wife. If you are under 18, do not listen to this podcast. Go find something else. This podcast is about our ethical non-monogamous journey, adventures, and, well, shenanigans we get into.
And advice and tips we learn while doing what we do best.
Doing people.
Hi, guys. Welcome
back. Boy, you speak up a little bit.
Boy, you got to speak up a little
bit. Every single week.
Hi, guys. Welcome back. There. Not a lot happening this week. We attempted to...
You mean last week?
This last week. Is that better?
We have no idea what's going on this week yet.
This last week. We attempted to go to somebody's gangbang, and I think they just kind of wanted to use our names because we never actually got the room number and we never got to go.
They invited us for money. I was like, nah, we good. And they're like, oh, wait, no, you guys can come for free. Just put that you're coming. So we did. And then they never – so I was like, whatever. Yeah. Obviously, they just want to tell the guys there's going to be this, and this person there. And we even told one of the guys, like, where are you at? I'm like, oh, they didn't give us a room number. I don't tell you. And he's like, yeah, there was five girls here, three left. So our game bangs have women in them, but they're all playing women. We don't invite people we don't make a point of inviting people that just want to watch. In fact,
pretty much.
If they want to watch, we're like, maybe, because we know the guys are going to be like, oh, you're watching over here? Then they think that's like a conquest and shit. And then they're going to not like being at one ever because
pretty much
guys think that. The girl in the bed with legs open is not as much conquest as the girl huddling in the corner. So,
they like a challenge. Afraid
for her life and shit.
A challenge. It's that primal instinct. I am animal. I am man.
So, we didn't have a game bang this last week.
But I did play in the glory hole at the club.
Yep.
Which was an experience.
Tell us about.
If I'm going to do that again. So, that was the first time ever doing that. And it was me doing it. Like, I've gone in with other girls and it's like, it's the intention is for that girl to play with Mister usually. But I've never, invited random ass people to come in. And at first it wasn't random people. I had certain guys I had selected that I was like, I want them to go first because I know I already like them. And if I'm tired, then I'll bail. And then if not, it's totally fine. I can still play with random dudes. I don't know if I've talked about it on the podcast, but I have TMJ, so I made sure to take lube with me so that I can help jack off guys because my face is gonna be sore. It's a little sore today. It's not that bad actually.
Oh, good. Blood job.
And so,
if she's not talking, it's because she's sucking my dick. Well, I know somebody wanted to do that on the podcast once, and it didn't happen, but I'm up for getting my dick sucked by a talk on the podcast.
You're so dumb.
I mean, anytime I give a dick suck, irrelevant of what I'm doing.
But, so I did suck, dudes a dicks and, jacked them off.
So
and
then dudes dicks hit two?
I attempted to fuck some of them and I realized I'm way too short. Because trying to, position myself in a way that there's still a wall between us two. I was on my toes. I was struggling for my life in this little tiny box. And then I was dying of
actually,
heat in this little tiny box.
Just use the other hole. It's higher.
No. And so...
I was giving you a way out.
Struggling so hard. I'm on my toes. I'm, trying to get this dude's dick in me. And it's not working. I can't get the angle right. It's a really small box that I'm in. It's really, really hot. And I was like, I did not think this through at all. So I gave up on that. I was like, I'm not going to try this anymore. Only two of the guys that participated came.
Orgasmed.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Well, I mean, you know.
I see what you mean.
Only two guys came to the glory hole.
How many, five or six?
Yeah, maybe seven.
Maybe seven dicks.
And are you the one counting them?
I didn't fucking count them. I'm kind of sad because one of the guys that I had really wanted to play with, I had a friend in the room with me trying to help me out, kind of. She didn't really help me out. But the guy wouldn't get hard. And she told me, she's like, dude, if he's not hard, just, like, kick him out. Like, I hate when guys are like that. And I was like, but I've been trying to play with this guy for a while. Like, I have a crush on this dude. And he wasn't hard. And she was like, I'm going to give him a minute. And she, like, I think she had a timer. Because as soon as a minute hit, she was like, next. And the guy left. And I was like, what the fuck?
I was on the other side. I thought he just came fast. I'm like, is that good, huh? He's like, yep. he didn't tell me nothing.
He told me at the end. He's like, you guys kicked me out. I was like, it was not me. So I didn't get to play with that one. And that was, like, the one I wanted the most out of everybody.
One of the guys was, like, 20. I'm like, dude, you gotta go. He's like, well, just in here enjoying it. I was like, there's a line of, like, 15 guys out here, Mr. 25-minute.
And then there was another guy that came in that, I don't know, this was one of the random guys. That thing was motherfucking ginormous. Like, I could barely fit my hand around it. And I was like, that thing cannot fit in my mouth. I can't put that in my mouth. And I'm pretty sure that's actually the video that's on FetLife right now, that you can see the shadow, because that thing is fucking ginormous. It was a huge ass
fucking
giant
whale.
It was a big penis.
I didn't see that shadow until that guy. I'm like, whoa, there's a big shadow dick above me. So I videoed it.
So that there was that, and that guy eventually, I guess got bored, because he eventually went on his way.
No, he didn't get bored. It was a 5-minute thing. I was like, yeah. 5 minutes, because everybody's taking 20 minutes. I'm like,
that might be it too. Cause like, but
for now, if we do it again, it's 5 minutes. I don't care who it is.
I'm not fucking doing that again.
I wasn't giving 5 minutes to like the people that you wanted there.
Right.
But like. Then they all took 25 minutes, and then nobody, like, the point of it was to do, like, as many as you can real quick. And they, like, when I do a glory hole with somebody random, it's, like, 2 minutes, I'm good. Like, it's, right. like, so hot in my head. Although I took my 5 minutes, and I was like, yeah, not gonna happen. So I left. I couldn't. I was just too much going on. Everybody's trying to figure out to get in the room at the same time, and I'm, like, trying to control the people out there and get my thing sucked.
Well, I know one of my friends came by because he would not shut the fuck up. Oh, my God. Ray would not shut up.
Oh. He didn't even go in there.
I know. And he wouldn't shut up. He came in there and, like, fucking chit-chatting. I'm like, Ray, shut up. You're, like, killing my vibe right now.
So, like, glory hole etiquette. No random chit-chat. Just quiet. Zip. Like, I'm telling you, like, that's what I, when I was doing it, I was like, all this random chit-chats, like, my head can't concentrate on anything.
That makes sense. Because I'm really bad about that. Like, I know I don't shut up. Like, if you've met me in person, you'll figure out that I don't shut up. And the Ray fucking in there. And I'm like, Ray, you're not even in line. Just go away. It was fun. I'm not going to say it wasn't fun. It just wasn't. It's not an experience that I would, like, it's not my thing.
Do it every day? Every day no. In the glory hole?
It's really hot in there. I can't fuck them. My jaw gets sore too easy. And
one guy tried to open the door and go inside.
Yeah.
I was like, hey, what are you doing? He's like, we're just going to go in there and do it. I'm like, no. That's not how glory holes work, you fucking retard.
So, I don't know.
I was like, what, you knew? I was like.
So, it's nothing. I'm not into that. I like the gangbang thing where I can get to know the guy, too, a little bit.
What about the adult theater?
No. I don't even like going there as much. Like, I like going to watch other people, but I don't like going because I don't like playing in them. It's too dark. There's too many guys. They're all handsy.
There's like two dudes, three dudes in there.
I don't like it.
That was on Friday. We went Thursday, I think, and I don't think we played, but it was pretty popular. Like, I remember, we set up a game bang, but I didn't get it. I had to leave. Remember?
Oh.
It was after the other game bang. I helped set up one. It was
for a couple
that both were by.
We kind of tried to set up like a pop-up game bang at one of the clubs. A bi game bang because he wanted to play too.
With guys?
Yeah.
It kind of worked out, but I work at 5 in the morning.
He had to bail, so I stuck around until they showed up finally. And showed them around the club, talked to them, and they were pretty slow to start, but I guess by the time I finally was like, all right, I'm ready to leave, so I went ahead and left, is I guess when they decided to start, because they said they had a great time, so.
Yeah, everybody was like happy and whatever else. I would have played, but
a couple of, like, since I was there by myself, a lot, anytime I'm by myself, all the solo dudes will talk to me, and I'm okay with that, because I'm super social. I'm like down to chill and talk to people, so there was a couple of guys that I told them that there was like a couple, one of them, he actually, that was the first thing he admitted, he was like, I haven't been to the club before. This is my first time. He's like, I am a bi guy. So I'm like hoping. And I was like, oh my God, today is the perfect day for you to show up. Huh. I was like, that couple over there, we're hoping to have a bi gangbang. And he was like, really? And I was like, yeah, like you should totally introduce yourself. So I'm pretty sure he's one of the guys that ended up in there.
And then our friend Ray, he's getting a, he's getting his dick sucked. And the guy, one of the guys that's bi is like, hey, Ray, are you bi?
No, are you straight?
Yeah, he's like, are you straight? And Ray's like, yeah, it's cool, man. And he thought it meant straight, like in like, are you good? Are you okay? And he's like, no. Are you straight? And he's like, yeah, I'm fucking straight.
And the way he explained it was like, as he's getting his dick sucked, his ass is kind of out there, right? So yeah. The guy is asking him while he's behind
him. He's like, are you straight? And he's like, yeah, behind his butt.
He's like, all right, I'm out. I'm not even going to finish. I'm done.
No, he kept going.
No, he said he left.
I don't know.
That's the story he said.
So, either way, it was kind of funny.
It was funny.
Next week, I just like 4th of July and the club, like normal stuff. We're not going nowhere.
No trips for us.
But the 5th of July, game bang.
Yes.
The 8th of July, what are you doing?
I'm doing a foot night at the club. So I guess like these guys come in for foot fetish fun. It's gonna be my first one. I have no idea what I'm doing.
They fly in from other countries for this shit too. Like I guess I don't know.
Oh, why, I gotta go get a pedicure. Make my feet all pretty.
And then the weekend after that, so the mid like 15th, 16th, Phoenix game bang.
Yeah.
Then we're home for a week, and the next weekend we were in Tri-Cities for a game bang and a play party, like back to back. So that might be fun.
A lot of sex. Oh my God, thinking of a lot of things. I was driving around yesterday and I had some indigestion. I fucking burped yesterday, right, y'all? It tasted like cum. I kid you not. Like I burped and I was like, well, that's interesting. I didn't suck any dick yesterday either. So like I'm confused, but that might be a sign that I'm consuming too much cum.
Apparently. You're getting overloaded?
Apparently.
You're gonna get some more today.
What's today?
Just today, you're sucking my dick.
Oh, you're so dumb.
What is the most today? Oh my God. Hey, at least she forgets a lot. I'd be like, no, you didn't give me a blowjob yesterday. She's like, I think I did. No, pretty sure you didn't.
Do not gaslight me.
So I don't know if there's anything else more. Like, it was a slower week. I didn't have any new girls this week, so it's rarish, but I don't know. There's a lot of couples talk to us. A lot of couples want me to set gangbangs up, and it's like the one couple wanted one that last week of July, and I was talking to them, and all of a sudden their account's gone on FetLife. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to wait to post this until I hear from you guys again, you know, because I don't know. But we do. If you're a couple or a lady that wants a game bang and you come to Vegas, or if it's for one of ours, we'll probably fly you in and you could chill at our house, whatever. But we have done that. We're okay with that.
Yeah, you know? I'm always looking for somebody that wants to join me and have fun with me too. It's a lot of fun trying to interact with other people and share the loads, I guess.
Share the loads.
Share the loads. Sharing is caring. I'm very big on sharing as much as I like.
So far, there's always been at least one girl, if not two, that have been with the game bangs. The next one's three. So. Last one was three. But before that, I don't remember the other person. Do you remember? It was you and I can't remember who else it was. Is it the Rio, right? That one. A couple from out of town.
Yeah, I was like, so it's two. Couple, yeah.
And the one for that was six.
Yeah.
So.
I haven't done any gangbangs all by myself, and I'm okay with that.
You might one day when the girls on show be like, there's 30 dudes and me. And you have to put on your fucking work hat.
I know. Who am I going to tap out with when they're too big? You're like,
is there any bi guys here? runner up?
I need help.
Any wig?
I can't do the big day because it hurts. I made a post. I don't even think anybody ever commented on it. I made a post on FetLife in a gangbang group, specifically asking, what do you women do?
I think I've seen it. There's no women in the gangbang group. There's dudes.
Apparently. I'm so sad about it. I'm gonna tell you guys. Like, I posted in this gangbang group for, like, wanting some help because my problem is... Jesus Christ, somebody actually replied.
Remember, they don't tag you. So FetLife, here's a key here real quick for people who use FetLife. If you comment on something, use the app and tag them because they don't get notified. And there could be 30 people comment and you don't know because you have to literally go check it if they don't tag you. So
my question was, how do you get over your insides being absolutely obliterated? Because it takes me a couple of days after a gangbang for me to recover. Like, my insides fucking hurt. My innards and my pussy are sore as hell. Like, even when my pussy feels better, my insides still fucking hurt. And I'm just like, what the fuck? Like, I'm pretty shallow. My muscles still work pretty good. I don't know. I don't know what I'm doing wrong that it hurts so bad afterwards.
What are you doing wrong? All those big ones. Last time you had a couple big giant ones.
This girl, the recovery from gangbang can take some getting used to. It's basically a marathon for your holes. I'm totally reading this later, unless I can read it on here.
Just read it. Oh my! Holy fucking goddamn! It's a book.
It's a book. A woman. And her account says 35 female slut.
Beautiful. She's in boobs. California, San Diego. Maybe she wants to play. Read this. Jeez. Let's read
this. The recovery from gangbangs can take some getting used to. It's basically a marathon for your holes. Here's some things I have done or tried. Some helped more than others. My girlfriends and I have done some of these, and we aren't all the same in which have helped more on what helps more. And I'm paraphrasing now. My first advice is to prep if you aren't already. I like to go for a light run the morning of my event to get warmed up physically. Oh. Days before, I make sure I'm eating even cleaner than before and hydrate. If you're including anal, I personally like to enema and use toys to slowly get up to size so I don't start the gangbang with rough anal sex. Luckily, I don't do anal, so that part doesn't matter. During the gangbang, use lube. I do use a lot of lube. We bought lube specifically for
the Bad Dragon lube.
Lots of lube, even vaginally. More so even vaginally, using condoms. Like multiple bottles of lube. You wouldn't think it because your pussy is soaking wet, but adding lube helps when your hole is getting fucked for so many hours nonstop.
I'm going to win her game, baby.
Apparently. Afterwards, pee, of course, to minimize the UTIs. Shower off if you can manage and aren't a complete noodle. That's right. A cold compress on your pussy helps that surface soreness from all your pounding or your outer and inner labia took. You can also give an Epsom bath salt a try. That sounds great. Not the fragrant stuff, just plain Epsom salt. I'm buying Epsom salt. Warm water, sit in that for a bit. People with hemorrhoids are told to do this. Don't need that part. When you've had a really rough gangbang the next day, my pussy can't handle the play, I still lube up fingers and use lube to insert. That can help some overall with what happens inside from all that friction. Oh, like moisturizing the canal. Your recovery will get better the more you do it. You'll figure out what works better for your recovery as well. You'll even start to know during the gaming how things are feeling. You can adjust. Things can get overwhelming. At least for me, they were. You could be so cock drunk that you aren't even realizing you might need a bit of a break. All of this plus ibuprofen, Costco size. Hope you keep enjoying. I see you have a schedule already. I'm going to reply to her in a minute. When I'm done with the podcast, I'm totally replying to her and be like, oh my god, you're a godsend. Because I'm going to use all of those tips. But most of what she's talking about is like my vaginal canal. What I'm talking about are my like fucking innards. I don't know how to explain that. Like my intestines hurt.
That's probably from the long ones.
Me? I don't know.
Sometimes the guys too,
they don't. I kind of think in my head it might be me using my muscles too much.
Oh.
I think my muscles are getting sore.
Well, then you're just going to when you work out,
I'm hoping it just gets easier over time.
So are lifting some weights with them?
There's somebody that says they do that on TikTok. I've seen it.
I mean, I wouldn't believe everything on TikTok.
I don't believe it. But I
found this up like 2 days before actually. Yeah, a lie. Everybody's alive 2 days before. Yeah. I was like, come on, TikTok. there's not really a lot to talk about. I don't even know.
I've already run out of shit to talk about. I tried. I was able to use a good chunk of time talking about my game bangs and personal recovery inside my insides.
Like, we haven't talked about, that we could talk about.
I haven't even gotten any good questions. Right now, everybody's just asking me about panties. Dude, everybody wants to buy my panties.
We have a gangbang. Like, can I have the panties after the gangbang?
That's a thing. I'm totally making a post later.
Yeah, right. I know the last gangbang, nobody was tested. I know some of the guys are like, so how long? We only allow 7 days now. We were doing 14, but we want to be even safer. So 7 days, if you've been tested within 7 days, you can use no protection. But a lot of the guys don't do it because it's $150.
Yeah, it is $150.
That's still what we do every month. But they're like, I'd just rather do the condom, like in their head, I guess. I don't know. Some guys do it, but it's pretty rare.
Pretty rare.
I don't think nobody showed me. And we're only accepting that one now. Like, we were accepting, like, whatever. But it's so hard to verify the other ones that I don't want to try to, like, this and that. Because they'll, like, bring in a paper. One guy had a screenshot with no name and date. I'm like, guy.
No.
What? I mean, I don't know when this was. Like, oh, just use common, just showing you. I'm like, no, you were trying to use this. I'm not fucking retarded.
Probably got that off Google.
It might have been this from 3 months ago. Like, but there's no date.
Right.
Who knows when it was? Like, I have a shitload of them. I could throw a whole bunch down.
I guess that's true.
So, but the date matters because your test is only good from the date that it's like refresh. It's like a new start every time you take a test. It's like, there's zero right now. But then I fuck four girls.
But then I fuck
four. So, or like, if there was 0 3 months ago, and then for me, that's like 15 girls, 20 girls maybe.
That's
if I did every 3 months. That's why I do once a month. There's probably seven, eight
like,
girls.
A whole bunch of dudes coming to these gangbangs. Like, I can't
and most of them
or the other guys at risk like that. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah. So, but a few do it. So it's whatever. Like, we're not, it's not a requirement.
It's not like I can tell the difference with a condom or not. I don't have any
It's
allergies.
More just like an option because guys are always like, so can I do this? We're like, well, yeah, if. And they're like, oh, never mind. You know, like one guy was like, well, but 14 days. I'm like, no, I literally said seven.
Seven.
So he's like, well, I have. I was like, I don't know what to tell you, man. Because he was actually the first comment. This is funny. He was like, so tonight, is there any orgies or game bangs? And then I was like, not right now. And he's like, oh, okay. Well, what about the test? Should be 14 days? I'm like, no, it's seven. Well, it's going to be at 10 days on July 5th. I'm like, so see, you're already actually trying to fuck up your test this today. Like, I think it just got tested. And you're out here trying to do orgies and gangbangs.
Right.
So that's why we do 7 days, because he might have a couple orgies and gangbangs in 2 weeks.
Yeah, he might have already got himself into that shit. Like, no thanks, man. No thanks.
And it's easy to, if I'm tested, it's easy for the girl to be like, oh, yeah, you're good. But I never require the girl to show me a test. Like, never. Mainly because I don't know, like it's already hard for me to get something because I'm the guy, they're the girl, the risk is higher for their side, but I just don't want to be like, I don't know, whatever, you know, like to me, I think it's like almost like, you don't trust me and maybe, I don't know, like, and sometimes the girls might be like, oh, well, maybe not then, since I don't know when the last... I guess the difference is if I ask her and it's, like, been a 6 months, then do I, like, oh, okay, I'll use a condom now? Because then I have a time frame, right?
Yeah.
And so... And I don't... The time frame doesn't matter a lot to me because I know the risk is lower and I'm getting tested all the time. So, like...
Right.
I don't know. And most of these girls are not there. Like, if I think they're, like, doing every dude that comes to the door, then I just wrap it up. I don't even ask for a test.
Make life easier.
So, I guess that's why, because I just judge by who I see and how they interact.
Right.
Versus their last taste date.
Yeah.
But anyways, I don't know. I got long-winded on that. So I'm trying to figure out how to say that. I show them mine, and they go, yeah. And so, if that guy's doing the same thing, I guess, he could have fucked a whole bunch of women, too. Because
yeah, straight up.
I know 2/3 of the women I am with are bare. And still clean because I'm clean. And it's like when I get tested, then I send those, whoever's like the last 2 or 3 weeks, I'm like, oh, by the way, my test came back clean, you know?
I got one of those from somebody.
Oh. So it's just like, if you have something, it's not mine. So it also makes them feel better. Like, oh, that's so nice of you like to think
of. Yeah, I appreciate it when I get it. One of my friends just sent one out and they're like, hey, I just got tested. Everything's good to go. And I'm like, fuck yeah.
Oh, boy. I was going to read...
That's what needs to be normalized, is being able to communicate, hey, I have clean tests. Or not. Like, be like, hey guys, we should probably all get checked out. But like clean tests, like it just shows that everybody's keeping track and paying attention. Like that's something you got to do. Like if you're having as much sex with random, or not really, well, no, sometimes random, with random people or like other people that aren't in your like small circle, you don't know what they're doing either. Like you got to normalize this, guys. Normalize this.
I'm trying to see FetLife. We can read for them. Maybe I'm trying to think of a different category we haven't really used.
Club 5150 is serving food right now.
Oh yeah,
we're still trying to debate on how that's going.
Well, they don't really. So they do well, not.
They're selling or they so are there's not. A there's a vendor selling food at 5150. Yeah. There, Jesus Christ.
They're not part of it. No, it's just we found a cook and he's cooks bratwurst and hamburgers for the people mainly. Fucking staff mainly who does it, and it's discounted for the staff because like they're there, but the discount's so it's pretty much a wash. So I don't know if it's gonna work.
We'll see what happens.
But anyways, so new to Vegas and looking to collaborate from a 34 male dom. Hello everybody. As it says in the title, I'm new to living in Vegas and looking for models or content creators to collaborate with. Involved in the adult industry, so content and industry friendly, but I also like to just shoot with people and hopefully make new friends in the process. Open to anything from high fashion to art, nude, erotic, can shoot indoors or outdoors. Just let me know what ideas you have. And here's my Instagram, whatever. So these are pretty common in Vegas. There is, for every girl, there's like five fucking photographers, I swear to God. Maybe more. And they all think they're the best shit. So this guy, that's the best, has two friends, seven followers, and he's following two people. So obviously, if he is, he's not been using FetLife for very long.
That's probably linked to Instagram. I want to
see
that Instagram.
Let's see what the Instagram is. Okay, his Instagram is a little better. 8,000, almost 9,000 followers, and he's following 1,750. So he has like pictures of like cars and some girl on a rock.
Some girl on a rock.
A lot of like car stuff. Yeah, it looks like some motorcycle. And these definitely aren't his. For all I know, these are some of these look like they could be from. Sorry, I was reading the thing. Like the internet, like some of these cars are, they're too high end, basically like Lamborghinis and Ferraris and shit. So, also all locations are all different. I don't know.
Looks like he uses the same model in all his photos.
I don't know where he gets the cars from. Like he has a whole bunch of fucking cars. Like really high end cars. Oh, that's a cool Porsche. So it looks like it is cars primarily, not women. So that's better. Let's see his activity. And his activity is kink riders, motorcycles, bikers, looking for new lady friends. That was 5 weeks ago. He's definitely hit or miss on here, like 5 weeks and then 20 hours ago. So he had a 5 week gap on FetLife.
So he just doesn't use FetLife very much. She's pretty.
That's a girl. I think that's a girl. And I think this is his bike because that bike's in a lot of his pictures.
Oh, that's his partner. Okay.
Yeah. Self-employed. So anyways, it's not terrible, but it's not really, we see people all the time use FetLife for advertising, and it's really not meant for that. Like, if you use it for advertising, use it for FetLife too, because people are going to look through your stuff and be like, this guy is not a kink guy. Right. This guy's just looking for a couple of models and thinks there's someone on FetLife.
Right.
I mean, there's.
And it does look like that. That's what it looks like.
Like, how do we know he's kink friendly, you know? So, he's definitely not on FetLife kink friendly.
I'm out.
What do you mean you're out?
I'm out of ideas.
I suck my dick on the it's recording. That's oh man.
How? We're kind of boring this week.
So something we haven't talked about yet, I guess, is we're working on getting a big, huge fucking house.
It's work in progress. Something that is family friendly for when we have family over. visitor friendly, so when we have visitors, or big enough for a girlfriend that wants to move in, and still big enough to have parties in.
So it should be this next month. I don't know what we're going to do when we first get it. It'll take us a little while to furnish it because, you know, moving from Hawaii to here, you don't bring a lot of furniture with you. The place we rented now is furnished, so we didn't have to worry about furniture.
Makes it easy. We don't have to move it when we're moving because I really hate moving furniture.
What?
It's so much.
So hopefully that comes through soon. And then we waited till summer. Summer's easier to move to Vegas than any time of the year because it's 110 fucking degrees outside.
It is hot.
It's 100 and fuck myself.
100 and fuck myself.
Like, I don't ride my bike. If you don't have AC in your car, you will have AC in your car.
Pretty much.
So that's any couples that want to come enjoy Las Vegas and doesn't want to, you know, pay $300 a night, MGM, whatever. Welcome to chill at our house.
Yes, our house will always be open.
And so, ladies, of course. Sorry, guys. Like, probably, I don't know. I'm not really. There'll be too many dudes. Like,
yeah.
It's not a bachelor pad yet. Maybe
it's
one day.
It's not a bachelor pad yet.
Everybody be like, oh, shit, I'm coming. So, women and couples. You can, we always have game bangs though on like Sundays, Wednesdays, Mondays. You can fly to Vegas these days, usually fairly cheap, and hotels are almost free for these, and that's why we use those days. Yeah. So if you do want to come to one of those game bangs, it's really, I look around, like you probably think it's expensive. It's not. It's not as much as you think.
Yeah.
So, and then you can have whatever you've been wanting. I mean, not me though, unless you're a girl.
I'm for girls. Enjoy a day in paradise.
We'll probably just wrap it up then since...
Yeah, I'm out.
I don't have anything. Like, send us questions. We like answering questions. You can send them on lots of different media places.
There's several platforms. Just go for it, guys.
All right. Have a good one. I'm going to Google my dick set.
Oh, my God.
Hey.